Chinese cartoonists these days use the internet to take aim at the Communist Party. Using Twitter-like microblogs, they try to slip past censors and skewer their government in ways that would have been unthinkable a generation ago. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Shanghai.
The Communist Party launched an old-fashioned propaganda campaign this month. The message? Learn from Lei Feng, a model People's Liberation Army soldier who's devoted to his fellow workers and China's leaders, and who's been dead for half a century. The campaign included this 90-minute Broadway-style extravaganza with lyrics like this. Study Lei Feng, good role model, loyal to the revolution, loyal to the party. A while back, Chinese might have shrugged this off as just communist claptrap. Today, people openly mock it. People like Rebel Pepper. That's the pen name of a popular internet cartoonist. I'm disgusted by the promotion of Learn from Lei Feng. That's why I drew the cartoon, he says. Rebel Pepper posted the cartoon to his account on Sina Weibo, China's biggest microblog, and the image was scathing. A giant anglerfish with menacing teeth dangles a glowing picture of Lei Feng. A school of smaller fish stare adoringly at the light, unaware they're about to be eaten. Rebel Pepper explains.
The anglerfish represents the party and the government. He uses his tail as a glowing fishing rod to lure the smaller fish. The government still uses this sham image of Lei Feng to confuse gullible people.
Despite its sharp tone, the cartoon hasn't been deleted from Rebel Pepper's account, which has 90,000 followers. That's better than usual. Sina Weibo has erased Rebel Pepper's account 180 times before, only to have him open a new account under a slightly different name. Other government critics have had it worse. The highest record holder is a guy I know, Rebel Pepper says. His account was deleted more than 300 times. Political cartoons have emerged over the years as Chinese media has become more commercial and the internet and microblogs have exploded.
This has really, I think, dramatically changed the environment for cartoonists. They now have a really good platform to find an audience.
David Bandersky with the University of Hong Kong's China Media Project follows 20 to 30 cartoonists on social media, but suspects there are many more. Bandersky says the party still has ultimate control, but the digital revolution and decentralized power have created openings for freer expression.
And this is what we call chaos. And in this chaos, there's a lot that you can do.
And some things you can't. Pisan, that's another pen name, runs an animation studio in Beijing. Last year, just for fun, he says, he created an animated short. Imagine if South Park went after the Communist Party and you get a good idea of what Pisan came up with. It's a dark fable where tigers, representing the party, abuse and even kill rabbits, who represent ordinary people. In this scene, baby bunnies drink chemically tainted milk, their eyes fall out, and they die. It's a reference to China's 2008 milk scandal, which left 11 children dead. In another scene, a tiger drives over a rabbit. When confronted, the tiger says he's untouchable because his father is a powerful official. That's just what happened in 2010, when a politically connected young man struck and killed a woman in northern China. Pisan says web portals deleted the video the same day it was posted.
Internet companies are pretty cowardly. I think they're a bit sensitive, too sensitive. In China, internet companies are expected to be the first line of defense. I think through self-censorship, they castrate themselves.
That said, Pisan is optimistic about political cartoons and expects to see more of them.
I think in this society and era, because of the internet, everyone can use what they're good at to voice their opinions. This, at least, is a self-awakening. We can speak our own ideas, not like before when everyone watched and listened to the same stuff.
Pisan is now at work on another animated short. It's about a school where people pretend they're blind so they don't have to confront the ugly reality in front of them. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.